I hope you're having an amazing day. Welcome back to the second episode of We Are Adrix's podcast. This is Nupur, your host for the show, and I'm really glad you could make it to our podcast because here we will get you updated on technology, startup culture, sales, marketing, and a lot more. So let's get started. As we all have interacted with our Siri, Google Voice assistants on our smartphones once in our life, we know such technology is taking over. The future would be touchless, and most probably the next generation wouldn't open their phones to search anything on the internet. We are all getting used to this virtual ecosystem around us, and there is no going back. So today at We Are Adrix podcast, I have with me Rahul, who works with us as a Python developer. He works on a couple of projects on voice-based applications and bots at Adrix. So, hey Rahul, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Nupur?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Rahul, quick question. How is it like working into bot development and virtual voice assistants and exploring all areas in this field?
Actually, I'm always eager to work on a new technologies and explore new technologies. So, I'm very fortunate to be working in these areas like bot development and voice-based application development.
Okay, that's great to hear, Rahul. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. So the motive behind recording this podcast with Rahul is, guys, to shed some light on the future of voice assistants and voice-enabled devices, and also how it all started, right, Rahul?
Yes, right. Because with the introduction of smartphones and the wireless internet era, companies started developing technology that interacted with human through chat interface or voice interface to get your work done.
I mean, also to know the score of favorite teams. And
yeah, you can get live score of the any.
Yeah, or also sports. I guess you can also get the weather of the city and everything. Yeah, so the fact that we all have now Siri, Google Assistant, and Alexa coming in our mobile devices and smart speakers, we are also getting used to it that we are now asking them to order online for us, play music, and you know, suggest recipes, because I myself use it sometimes because I really am fond of cooking. So we know that with the introduction of these new technologies in the market, users are getting used to it, and eventually it becomes a failure or a success. So Rahul, as this voice technology is the next disruptive thing in the market, and also it's gonna stay for a longer time, I was just curious to know, I mean, what a voice assistant is made up of. I mean, which technologies usually go behind it?
So the core technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep neural networks, speech recognition, natural language processing means NLP, goes behind the voice assistant. And all these technologies work together to get you latest news update and weather updates.
Okay, that sounds great. So when I ask my smart speaker to give me a weather forecast update, does all these technologies work together at the same time?
I mean,
it sounds lot like collaborative efforts and combination of multiple things going on in your in the back end. So just to give me a small answer on it, how do you think, do they really go hand in hand?
Actually they all technologies work together to get you the latest news update and to get your work done. When you interact with your voice assistant, you have to speak a wake up word like hey Google or Alexa or a praise button to interact with your personal assistant, right? After starting interaction, you ask any question or any command, give any command, will convert your voice to text using speech recognition technology. And it will use natural language processing to recognize your intent of the text. Now, after recognizing your intent, in backend, your voice assistant will analyze its dataset or search the internet to give you the most accurate answer of your query. And to create this kind of skill, Python, C#, Java, Node.js are mostly used.
Okay, well, I mean, that's something new to learn, being a non-technical person. But I mean, I always had this thought in my mind when, you know, Google and Alexa were being launched. I mean, the smart, voice assistant were being launched, that it is very useful for the people living in America. But in the country like India, where there are more than 30-40 regional languages and slangs available in the various locations, is it even possible to build a successful voice assistant app or skill?
Definitely. Now even Google and Amazon have also launched Hindi support across their smart devices last year. And the number of languages is going higher in the coming years.
Okay.
But as we do have a limited data sets for regional languages, so that might trouble developers in the beginning.
Oh yes. So read it in the report somewhere that the smart speaker tech was one of the fastest adopted technology in the US history, right? I mean, can you imagine that? Yeah. It's been so disruptive in the market, in the technological market, that it has been the fastest adopted technology in each and every area.
Yes. Also, when you talk about online consumers, almost half of the population are using voice assistant nowadays.
Yes,
as most of the smartphones companies are coming with the pre-installed voice assistant in their phones.
Yes, or also by this, can you let me know that other than listening to music and knowing the news that, you know, getting the basic weather updates, weather forecasting, or learning new recipes, what else can we achieve, you know, in the revolutionary manner for in this area, I mean, in this voice assistant area?
Sure. In the past couple of years, voice tech has been growing really well.
Okay.
Well, as you mentioned, people are searching and learning new recipes nowadays. And nowadays, they can know the status of their online orders
from
the voice assistant. Right?
So basically, you mean to say that the task or they fulfill the basic task and the commands, correct? And I guess it can also be applicable to few industries, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are right. It is also being adapted by various industries like media, mm-hmm. banking, healthcare. Also in home automation, tell any smart speakers or any devices to turn on light, turn on AC, turn on fans for you. So nowadays, I don't know, but nowadays people might get being lazy or something.
So I guess by home automation here, you mean that, if I'm not wrong, we previously had it in our smartphones. And, you know, there were a few upcoming technologies in this where you can also switch on your AC before even reaching your place by your smartphones. That's what exactly you mean, right?
Nowadays, you can also integrate with your Alexa devices or smart speakers
mm-hmm.
to turn on the light, timing to turn on the light, turn off the light.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change the lights. Very smart devices are coming in the market, like a smart bulb, smart plug. So the smart bulb is a very trending product nowadays. So they can change the color when you give the command to any smart devices, and it will change the light color and the brightness of and the contrast.
Oh, okay. So apart from home automation that we discussed, healthcare industry has also been adopting this smart voice assistant program on a very large scale now, because I read a use case previously a couple of days back that onto healthcare industry specifically, because they have been booming a lot in the market, and also they are the, you know, largest growing industry to adopt smart voice assistant program. They had an example in the use case where they mentioned that, let's take an example of smart voice assistant or a speaker, as you mentioned. They help the elderly people to be compliant with their medications by reminding them about their daily medications or the medicines to intake. So, I mean, you just set a reminder and you tell those smart speakers to remind you about having a medication on time. I mean, how cool is that?
I told you, right? We are going towards a touchless future because
Definitely. We
don't want to click on the screens and
yes.
the smartphones. Who likes that? That's where the voice is the future. And voice tech is not limited to consumers only. Think about an office space. One can simply use them to book your conference room, meetings, assign a repetitive and time-consuming task.
Of course, I mean, it definitely increases the efficiency of the workspace. Yeah. So, Rahul, what is the current project that you're working on to in this area? Just wanted to know some insights.
So, currently we are developing a voice-based application for a real estate company,
mm-hmm.
which would help you find rented and for sale properties around your preferred location.
So, is it limited to any feature like just the name of the property?
No, which is not just limited to the name of the property. It would also help user to find the numbers of room, property price, and they can also send the inquiry to the property owner or to the dealers.
Oh.
And it's like getting quotes without touching your phones or leaving the sofa.
Now that's something unique,
yeah.
because I've never come across any skill like that in smart voice assistant. So is it like the skill that you are building for the specific industry, the real estate industry?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we are building for the real estate
industry. So I bet almost every industry will be adopting this technology soon.
So many, like banking, healthcare.
Definitely. I mean, exactly. And also e-commerce sector, to be surprisingly, you know, knowing this. So, guys, most of us have already used voice assistant technologies in our smartphones and at home in our smart speakers. But as they say, right, every company is a technology company and every technology is an opportunity. So on this note, I'd like to end this episode by asking you, how ready are you to adopt this voice technology? You can reply to us at inquiry@adrixx.com, that is A-D-R-I-X-U-X, with your thoughts, your questions, or any suggestions on voice assistant technologies. Also, you can follow us on social media accounts like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We go by the handle @adrixx. And you can also visit our website, that is www.adrixx.com. So I'll thank you so much, Rahul, for joining me in the second episode of We Are Adrixx podcast. I will see you guys in the next episode. Till then, I wish nothing but the best for you. This is your host, Nupur, on We Are Adrixx podcast. Have a great evening. Goodbye.